Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But there aren't as many female entrepreneurs as men. That is not news. But did you know that getting mentoring or advice is more important to female business startups than money? That's one of the findings of a study carried out by the credit card giant Visa as part of its She's Next program to support women entrepreneurs. Mandy Lamb is the managing director of Visa UK and Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning, Joe. Are you well?
I'm very well. Well, okay, given the time of the morning. According to your research, women are far less likely to get seed funding for their businesses than men.
That's right, Joe. When we survey and when we speak to small businesses, in particular in Ireland, they say that mentorship is their top ask in order to grow their business. They only have a mentor of 20% versus women who have a lot more. And then men are obviously more likely to get funding is what we're hearing, about 36% of men versus 18% of women. And we really want to be helping that.
Yes, I was surprised that mentoring mattered way more than finance for women. Were you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think there is a confidence issue in that and really asking for the help that we know that when we speak to the women who've previously won this program, they found that they really need someone to talk to, whether it's financial advice, whether it's advice on how to digitize their business, on how to establish partnerships. And so the mentorship goes a long way. And that's why we're really proud to bring this program to Ireland and offer the mentorship as part of the overall process and the prizes.
Yeah. And is that because men don't like to ask for directions?
Potentially, it could be one reason. But I think it's, you know, it's really the importance of having someone by your side and being able to bounce off ideas and challenge, I think, is really important for business to reach their ambition. And the world is a tough place out there. And so we want to help women navigate that.
It is. It's dog eat dog. Now, She's Next program. Is that more about mentoring or loans or grants?
So it's a program. It's the fourth time we're actually doing it in Ireland. And the whole aim of it, at the heart of it, is to empower women. We're really committing to help small business and we want them to thrive and to grow, because ultimately that's going to help economic growth within Ireland. And the program is a grant-based program. It's our biggest ever. And we'll be offering 4 grants of €10,000 each and then 150,000 grant for the overall winner. And together with that, as I mentioned, there's a mentorship program and there'll be 5 winners this year. And the coaching will come from an organization called Mentors Work. And it's an enterprise initiative of the Small Firms Association. And so that's really the support that we're going to offer. We'll also give things like an online competency assessment. You know, we've had previous winners and some great entrepreneurs and business owners in Ireland who will also be available to help those 5 winners.
Now, forgive me for being a cynic, Mandy, but what's in it for a credit card company like Visa? Are you trying to get women to spend more money on your cards or get women businesses to take out Visa corporate cards?
Well, at the end of the day, Visa is a global payments company. And we're helping companies go online in order to become a marketplace. Effectively, if you think about a small business in Ireland, if they're able to accept payments and digitize payments, the world is their marketplace, not just the Irish market. So we want to help those businesses reach their ambition. And ultimately, Visa is about helping drive economic growth, because payments economic growth are really important to any economy. And so we committed to doing that and at the same time helping those businesses, if they do accept payments, make every transaction safer, easier, more reliable for them and helping them build their confidence to have a marketplace or a business that can operate internationally or domestically.
The transaction fees for Visa for consumer payments is 0.2%, unless I'm mistaken. And yet for businesses using a Visa corporate card, it's 1.65%. Why the big differential?
Well, it's really important to understand how those fees are linked in Ireland. And for us, about accepting reliable, secure and innovative digital payments brings tremendous value. And there are layers of additional value when it comes to managing business payments, particularly when you sell overseas. And those rates reflect the value that's added and the complexity that's really carried and in those transactions, particularly as they have some greater risk of fraud, particularly when they're international.
Oh, so a payment with a Visa corporate card is protected against fraud, is it? You get the money back?
Well, that's the thing. Any transaction running on a Visa network has the liability protections and has a lot of technology to protect it from fraud relative to any other payment type. So that's really important for us. It's a very dynamic time in payments, and we're making sure that every participant is protected.
Much of our audience are businesses and SMEs, as you know. Any plans to cut or cap interchange fees for merchants?
At this point in time, we believe that the fees are reflective of the price point as well as the value that we're adding in those transactions and the complexity and the risk that I mentioned. And so at this point in time, we believe that it's reflective of the value in the Irish economy.
Okay. And what about Visa card spending in Ireland? How is it going?
Yeah, you know, the most dynamic time in payments that I reference is the fact that there is tremendous digitization. The Irish consumer is very interested in electronic payments, digital payments. They want to move money domestically, internationally. And so consumers have that choice and have that option. They want to shop online. And so we're seeing the Irish consumer is very progressive in terms of their choices of payments.
And are they spending more than they did 2 years ago?
Well, the increase is obviously from an Irish spend perspective, it's positive. There's positive economic momentum. And I think that consumer confidence at the moment in Ireland is good. And we see that in the transactional, the nature of the transactions and the transactional volume, which is encouraging. And going back to my point of helping drive that economic growth, the importance of every transaction being safe and secure and more reliable is important because it's reflective of a growing and a thriving economy.
Well, thank you very much for getting up early to join us, Mandy. That's Mandy Lamb, the Managing Director of Visa UK and Ireland.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.